Earth and Sky.
Most people would acknowledge that plastics are, they're really essential. To me, it'd be really hard to imagine a day without plastics.
You're listening to Jeffrey Coates, a chemist at Cornell University. He's created a range of new plastics from renewable resources.
There's a lot of interest in trying to get away from oil as a way to make plastics. So going to a renewable resource, something that's plentiful in the environment, is of a lot of interest.
One of his plastics is made using carbon dioxide, which Coates calls a virtually unlimited resource since it's abundant in the atmosphere. Coates said the biggest challenge was finding the right catalyst. That's a chemical that converts other chemicals from one form to another.
Carbon dioxide is a gas, and obviously plastic is a solid. So carbon dioxide is mixed with other chemicals, and they're hooked together to make these large molecular chains that we know as plastics.
Coates said that his environmentally friendly plastics biodegrade more quickly than traditional plastics.
They have linkages in the backbone of the plastic that react with water over longer periods of time, unlike polyethylene and polypropylene, which can last for decades, if not centuries.
Our thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfuss Foundation. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.